thing. What's kind of the team's mindset here now? Reality sets in. You guys aren't going to the playoffs with a couple games left. Going forward for as a team.
You know, it's tough not going to the playoffs. You know, we made a habit of it going to the playoffs. I think for the most part, this everyone's been to playoffs every time they've been on the team. So it's a tough reality. We know we have two more games and everything's over. And you know, just go out there and compete two more times.
What do you play for now?
Play for each other, play for ourselves. You know, you still have to, teammates depend on you to do your job. So you want to go out there and, you know, play for your teammates.
Is this as much a test of character as running a table?
There's definitely a character check with all this. Obviously, we know we're not going to playoffs, but you know, you have other teammates who want to see if you have heart, if you have your guts, you know, and kind of see what you play for.
You do have some opportunities to spoil some things over the next couple of weeks, you know, for your opponents. Do you think about that? Is that
not really? Yeah, you know, obviously we're just gonna go out there try to win like we always do. I mean, we all compete. We all want to win. We don't want to lose, obviously. And you know. If that happens along the way, it happens along the way. But, yeah, kind of same as usual for us.
What jumps out about that Viking defense from that game in October? Just how they've played pretty much all year?
They play consistent, play good all year. One of the bigger things, I think they've been pretty healthy on the defensive side of the ball. So that's kind of, you know, allowed them to play well.
Lane, whether it's Brett or Aaron, has anything changed these last couple of games?
Not really. Just do our jobs, same stuff. You know, same. We'll have the same meetings, same installs, same game plan. So, not much will change.
You want to win. You obviously want to kind of run, get these couple of wins. But do what you like. Obviously, see Aaron back out there.
Whoever it is, if it's Aaron, if it's Brett, it's not going to change what we're going to do. We're just going to play ball.
What's it like seeing Devontae walking around? We can't talk to him because of the special ones, but he's walking around here today.
Yeah, it's good to see him okay, walking around. Obviously, he took a vicious, unnecessary hit, and you know, don't really need that those kind of shots taken out there on the field.
He's a repeat offender, Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make you? What can his league do as a league to try to prevent these kind of shots on players like that?
You know, I think they might be trying to start that. You know, give him a 2-game suspension. Obviously, it's the last 2 games of the year, so it's the time they actually need them. So I think maybe they might be taking that step and trying to, you know, come down harder on guys that are repeat offenders.
Yeah, he's had 2 big shots this season.
There was one this season earlier?
Yeah, he's had 2 big shots.
Okay.
When you see your players like that, your lead receiver go down, what do you kind of want to, what do you say to yourself, like, when things like that happen in this league?
It's tough. It's tough to see your guy go down. You know, especially when you're good receivers and one of your teammates to take a vicious shot to the head, and you know, the whole CTE concussion thing is a serious deal. And you know, if we can avoid that by not taking unnecessary hits like that, if we could.
Lane, it was to a different degree, but a lot of people at the time thought that Aaron's hit on Barr was unnecessary as far as getting driven into the ground. Did those bad feelings linger when you see the Vikings again this week?
No, I mean, you can't go out there trying to, you know, take someone out like that. Just, you know, just play ball and don't really think about it too much.